Alex is giving out is one of the things that I was first very impressed about that Tasta was bringing to this whole discussion, which is pointing to the art world doctrine of medium specificity, which I wasn't familiar with, but is incredibly obvious once it's explained to you. You say, okay, when you go to a museum, you're not looking at a photograph of a painting. You can't advertise that as seeing a Picasso when it's just a photograph of a Picasso. And yet in the film world, we're very happy to, you know, show a DCP of Lawrence of Arabia that none of the filmmakers were in any way involved with, that is simply made with the best will in the world, an approximation of what the film experience would have been, and it's advertised as being the film itself. The doctrine of medium specificity is very clear in the art world, but it's never really been applied appropriately to filmmaking. And so, you know, I have conversations with studio heads and so forth, where at some point in the conversation where I'm passionately advocating for shooting on film and projecting on film, they'll say, well, at the end of the day, doesn't storytelling trump everything? And you say, well, no, it doesn't, because we'd make radio plays otherwise. It'd be a lot cheaper.
Books, poems,
whatever. It's the medium, you know, it's the medium, is very much a part of the content. You can't separate the things. So I think the doctrine of medium specificity gets across. I think everything Alex is saying about the approach in the film museum is exactly right. It's trying to present the work the way the creator intended. And we go through periods of technological advancement that sometimes confuse that and make that a little difficult to grab a hold of. And, you know, I mean, to give you the absurd example, but in the 80s, you know, when they started colorizing films, everyone thought it was a great idea, and of course they would have shot it in color if they could have, blah, blah, blah. And then over time people start pointing out, well, actually a lot of black and white films were made after color came in and so forth. But I don't think anybody would seriously consider colorizing films at this point. There was big fashion for it. One of the things that these conversations are intended to talk to people about is, you know, digital technologies allow tremendous history of cinema, including being able to show Lawrence of Arabia, you know, on a great Blu-ray transfer, you know, on a digital projector in your home or something. I mean, that's a phenomenal thing. But I don't think people are being made aware enough that any transfer you do into the digital realm, into the video realm from the film, is only ever going to be a translation of the original material. And so there's always a change, there's always a difference. And in the clip we just saw, those are, when I'm talking about sky and the brightness of things, when you have a DCP of a film that you're working on, and you're basing it on the film color timing, we'll do a thing called a butterfly process where you screen the DCP on one side of the screen, you screen the film print on the other, and try to match the DCP to the film print, and you reverse the imagery on one side of the DCP so that you're literally seeing the same material on both sides, sort of reflected. It's a very strange way of watching film, actually. But when you've studied it over time, things like bright white, almost white skies, you can't reproduce them in the digital realm. They just look different. They take on a different quality. And so you wind up doing your best to approximate it. But those differences, those things in there that are easy to dismiss as subtleties, but they're quite apparent if you're studying them, and they're real, genuine differences that the audience isn't aware of because they're not shown that. I think getting across the idea that when you use digital technology to provide access to cinema history, you have to always bear in mind that it's just your best translation of the available technology, and that changes over time.
Well said. Tasta, for you, an artist working in film whose work is shown in galleries,